Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, I want to speak about one of my favorite mental models and concepts, the anti-luck decision-making framework. Now, why is this particular mental model so important? This particular mental model is so important for entrepreneurs because a lot of the time we make decisions without really thinking about why we're making these decisions. And sometimes we make good decisions. More often than not, we make bad decisions, and then we end up having to learn from all these bad decisions and hopefully not repeat them again. And that's a fine way to learn. That is how most of us go through and stumble through life. You'll hear the tropes, you know, fail as fast as possible so you can learn from those failures, and there is no success without failure, and so on and so forth. And that's all very true. However, there are frameworks so you can think through your decision-making process and almost manufacture a little bit of luck so that even if you are making that decision for the first time, there's a better chance that you will have a positive outcome. Because at the end of the day, anything that you want is on the other side of maybe several decisions, maybe just one decision. Think back to like all those big choices that you've made, the career move, the investment, who you married, who you dated, all of it. Those decisions are never random. They shaped your trajectory. And even if you thought they were random, they aren't. They are these invisible forces that guide your ship and you through life. But the thing is, no one ever gets a manual for decision making. Most of us are just winging it. We're hoping for the best. We're crossing our fingers. As entrepreneurs, we do this every single day. We hope that the decisions that we make today are not going to come back and bite us tomorrow. To give you an analogy, it's like playing golf without ever taking a lesson. Eventually, you're going to figure it out, but it is super frustrating and super inconsistent. And I've been there. I mean, early in my career, I found myself making choices with real consequences. It was exciting. It was terrifying. I really had no formal training in decision making. It's not like you cover this in university or college. So it really just ends up being a gut feeling and tons of sleepless nights. But you learn through failure, through trial and error, through mentors, through diving deep into the wisdom of those who have done it before. And eventually you start to understand the art of making smart choices. So today I want to bundle up some of those ideas and from what I've learned in my career about decision making. Now I want to premise with this. There is a myth around what a smart decision is, because we often assume smart people, quote unquote, smart people make good decisions. But look at history. It is littered with the wreckage of terrible choices made by brilliant minds. Napoleon invading Russia, Blockbuster passing on Netflix, countless examples of hubris and miscalculation. See, the truth is, even the most intelligent among us fall prey to cognitive biases, limited information, or just plain old stupidity. We cling to the familiar. We prioritize the easy over the right, and we chase validation instead of results. Because it's not about being smart. It never is about being smart. It's about being wise. And there is a fundamental difference between being smart and being wise. Think about it like this. Intelligence is having the raw materials, but wisdom is knowing how to use them. It's like the carpenter with the whole toolbox, not just the hammer. And just like a carpenter can build anything with the right tools, we can build our dream life, we can build our dream business with the right decision-making skills. So how do we find these tools? This is where mental models come into play. But first, it really starts with taking a less myopic view on life. Enter from stage left, the multidisciplinary mind. See, we live in a world that loves specialists. We're told to pick a niche, become an expert, stay in our lane, but true wisdom comes from crossing lanes, from applying knowledge from unexpected sources. Think of the world as a giant buffet of knowledge. Why limit yourself to just one dish? You sample the flavors of physics, philosophy, history, art. Each one offers a different perspective, a new way to see the world and the problems that we face. So take Warren Buffett, for example. He's not just a financial genius. He's a voracious reader. He's a student of history. He's a master storyteller. That multidisciplinary approach gives him a unique edge. It allows him to see patterns and opportunities that other people miss. So the good news is that you don't need an Ivy League degree or a lifetime of experience to make better decisions. You just need the right tools, the right mental models that help you understand how the world works. So the more things that you study, the more things that you immerse yourself in, the more lenses and perspectives and models you can apply to your decision-making process. So just to finish on the concept of a multidisciplinary mind, I don't want it to become convoluted. There are parts of your life that you have to specialize in. However, no genius, no person in the 0.0001% of their field has only ever done one thing. When they started, they specialized, then they expanded. The point is, to make better decisions, it helps if you are a more complete person. It doesn't mean that you're learning how to code while you're selling your product or service. That could be it, but it doesn't have to be. But have different passions, hobbies, pastimes that upskill you as a human being. Now, back to mental models. Mental models are truly the tools that help you understand how the world works. These models are like cheat codes for life. They give you a shortcut to wisdom, a way to see through the fog and uncertainty and make choices that move you closer to your goals. One of these mental models is the anti-luck framework. This is how you turn a mental model into practical framework and decision making. So the anti-luck framework is a combination of a few different mental models that helps you stack the odds in your favor and not just rely on blind luck when you're making your next decision. These are the mental models that make up this anti-luck framework. So when you are making a decision, there are going to be five different things that you're going to think about when you're making that decision. The culmination of these five things is going to be your anti-luck framework. The first thing you're going to think about is inversion. So instead of thinking and instead of asking, what do I want to achieve with this decision? Start to ask, what do I want to avoid? This helps you see the problem from a different lens. It helps you identify potential pitfalls and roadblocks before they become problems. Think of this as a pre-mortem for your decision, a way to spot and eliminate the worst case scenario. The second framework, mental model that you have to think about when you're making a very important decision is something called first principles thinking. This means that you are breaking down complex problems into their fundamental truths. What are the core principles at play? What are the underlying assumptions? When you understand the basics, you can build a stronger foundation for your decision. Too often, we overcomplicate things that are not that complicated. Force yourself to understand the basics in first principles thinking. The third thing you have to consider when you're making a tough decision is called the circle of competence. This means that you want to know your strengths and your weaknesses. You want to play to your strengths and you want to ask for help in areas where you lack that expertise. It's okay to not know everything. The key is to surround yourself with people who complement your skills. This particular piece is meant for you to be very real as to whether or not you make a decision, if it's something that you can actually execute on, if it's something that you should even be making a decision on, because maybe you aren't the expert in this particular field. So just understand your circle of competence and be very self-aware of your strengths and weaknesses.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
The fourth component is probabilistic thinking. What does this mean? It means that not all decisions are equal. Some have a higher probability of success than others. So you just want to start to assess the odds. I'm not saying it'll be perfect, but when you just take a second and think about odds of option A happening
versus option B happening, and what are the things that could impact those odds and how likely are they to happen, you can make more informed choices. You can avoid unnecessary risk. Think of it like poker. You're not just playing the hand you're dealt, you're playing the odds. And lastly, you want to consider second order thinking. So you understand first principles thinking, now second order thinking. This means that you are considering the consequences of the decision, not just the immediate outcomes, but the ripple effects that extend into the future. So what are the second, third, and even fourth order consequences? This helps you anticipate unintended consequences and make more resilient choices. Now, each one of these mental models obviously can be expanded on. These can be very complicated. I'm giving you the basics so you think of these things when you're making your next big decision. You don't have to go all the way down the rabbit hole of every single one of these five components. If you want to, you can. I can do different podcasts on each single one of these mental models. However, this is a great place for you just to start. So now I just want to walk you through examples of each of these five decision-making and decision-influencing mental models, because I want you to think of this anti-luck framework, which is the culmination of all five, as this cheat code underlying your personal growth algorithm. So just like your favorite app is constantly iterating, refining their algorithms to deliver better user experiences, or so they should, you have to continuously update your decision-making code, quote-unquote, to navigate life's complexities. And when you start to apply these mental models to your decision-making process, every interaction with this framework starts to strengthen your decision-making process. It starts to strengthen your decision-making muscle memory. You start to see the world through a multi-layered lens. You start to identify patterns. You start to apply these mental models like a seasoned chess player that is able to anticipate their opponent's next move. So here are some examples. Let's pick an example of an entrepreneur, because a lot of people listening to this are entrepreneurs. So you are deciding whether or not to launch a new product. So instead of relying on gut feeling or hype, you could apply the anti-luck framework. So first, inversion. What could go wrong? Identify potential obstacles like manufacturing delays, competitor reactions, market saturation. This helps you build contingency plans around this product launch and also helps you understand the financial risk. First principles thinking, what are the core needs this product addresses? So when you understand the basic underlying problem that this product is solving, you can tailor your marketing needs and messaging to resonate with the right audience. Remove all the fluff, remove all the bells and whistles. Circle of competence. You want to recognize your own limitations in areas like perhaps finance or legal. You have to bring on experts to fill those gaps. So you have to ensure that if you're making a decision to launch this product, you have their lens looking at these five mental models, not just yours, because you don't know those two pieces that well as an entrepreneur, for example. So you want to make sure that you just don't ignore them because it will impact the decision. Probabilistic thinking. What are the odds of success? Given the market research you've done, the competitor analysis. So this can really help you set realistic expectations and make an informed decision about resource allocation, about potential success, about potential failure. And then lastly, second order thinking. What are the long-term consequences of launching this product? Will it cannibalize existing sales? Will it require ongoing support and updates? You have to think of all the different things this product is going to impact, good and bad, within and outside your organization. So you're applying the anti-luck framework. This particular example entrepreneur, they're not leaving success a chance. They are actively shaping the future, their future, through deliberate, informed decision-making. Because this is just one example. Really, the anti-luck framework, it can be applied to any decision, big, small. You can use this as a tool to navigate uncertainties with confidence. Now, if you would like to level up your decision-making game even more, here's some of my personal favorite resources that you should start to go read and explore. They will go deeper into some of the concepts I just touched on today. So you want to go check out Seeking Wisdom From Darwin to Munger. That's by Peter Bevelin. This book is amazing. They discuss a whole bunch of mental models. They bring in a whole bunch of insights from history's greatest thinkers. It's like a crash course in the art of wisdom. Thinking in Bets by Annie Duke. This is written by a former poker champion, Duke. She reveals how to embrace uncertainty and make better decisions under pressure. Obviously very valuable for entrepreneurs. She talks about probabilities and not just black and white outcomes. You can go pick up Super Thinking by Gabrielle Weinberg and Lauren McCann. This book is a very practical toolkit of mental models for everyday life. So from decision making to problem solving to creativity. And one last recommendation would be Great Mental Models, which is a series by Shane Parrish. This is a multi-volume series that goes into the world of mental models, exploring their origins, applications, limitations. Definitely a must read. So I just don't want you to listen to this and then not do anything. I want you to take some action. So this is your anti-luck challenge. Pick one decision you're currently facing. It could be anything from a career move to an investment opportunity to a personal dilemma. Apply the anti-luck framework. Analyze the situation. Identify potential pitfalls. Consider long-term consequences. Assess the probabilities. Apply those five mental models I just discussed. Make a decision and own it. Don't let fear of indecision hold you back. Take a leap of faith, but do it with your eyes wide open. And reflect and learn. Once you've made your decision, take some time to reflect on the process. What worked? What didn't? What could you do differently next time? Use this experience as a stepping stone. Remember, the goal is not to become a perfect decision maker overnight. It's to make progress and improve your odds. It's about building a life that is less about luck and more about deliberate design. Remember, decisions are important and they don't just affect us. They really do ripple outward. They impact our families. They impact our communities. They impact the world. The butterfly effect is real. A seemingly insignificant choice can set off a cascade of events that shape the course of history. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but I just want to frame it for you. I want you to be more intentional in your decision-making process, because even think about the decisions that led you to listening to this podcast, your parents' decision to have you, your teacher's decision to invest in your education, your own decision to pursue your passions. Each one played a role in shaping who you are today. So imagine the impact you can have by making really wise, intentional choices. So the next time you're faced with a difficult choice, don't just go with your gut. Take a deep breath, apply the anti-luck framework, and make a decision that moves you closer to the life you want to live. The future isn't just something that happens to you. It's something you create one decision at a time. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.